We will now begin with our prayer of thanksgiving and praise by Associate Deacon Tony Braxton.
I will bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within. Bless his holy name. Greetings, First Baptist. Let us speak to the Lord. Gracious Father in heaven, we thank you once again for allowing us to gather in your name to offer praise and testimonies for solemn prayer and for the opportunity to fellowship with one another. Father, we have so much to be thankful for. You're such a great, loving, powerful, and all-knowing God. Thank you for loving us, Father God. Thank you for helping us and seeing us through our times of trial and tribulation. And thank you, Lord, for being a forgiving God. For we know that we are all sinners saved only by your eternal grace. Father, we thank you for First Baptist Church and all the wonderful ministries. We thank you for each and every servant at First Baptist Church. Thank you for our pastor, Father God, and we ask that you continue to lift him up, provide for him, give him the strength, the wisdom, and the discernment as he continues to lead this body in Christ. Father God, we also give you thanks for providing all that we need. Father, we've gone through some difficult times and we continue to struggle with various things, Heavenly Father. These are difficult times, trying times, but we know that you can do all things but fail, and so we put our trust and faith in you, Father God. Heal our families, heal this nation, Father God, as we struggle with pitting one another against our neighbors, friends, those who are loved ones. Help us through our difficult times, Father God. And we know that if we trust in you, that you will see us through. We ask, Father God, that we learn to live by faith, grow in grace, and walk in love. In the name of your precious Son and our Savior, Jesus Christ, we pray. Amen.
We will now have our scripture read by Sister Monica Watson.
Good evening. The scripture will be taken from the book of John, chapter 15, verses 1 through 8. Again, John 15, verses 1 through 8, the true vine. I am the true vine, and my Father is the vine dresser. Every branch in me that does not bear fruit, he takes away, and every branch that bears fruit, he prunes, that it may bear more fruit. You are already clean because of the word which I have spoken to you. Abide in me, and I in you. As the branch cannot bear fruit of itself, unless it abides in the vine, neither can you, unless you abide in me. I am the vine, you are the branches. He who abides in me and I in him bears much fruit, for without me you can do nothing. If anyone does not abide in me, he is cast out as a branch and is withered, and they gather them and throw them into the fire, and they are burned. If you abide in me, and my words abide in you, you will ask what you desire, and it shall be done for you. By this, my Father is glorified, that you bear much fruit, so you will be my disciples. The word of God for the people of God. Thanks be to God.
Miss China Holloway will now lead us in prayer.
It is a good thing to give thanks unto the Lord and to sing praises unto thy name. Good evening to my First Baptist Church family and friends. I thank Deacon Bagley and Deaconess Rimber for asking our family to participate in our spiritual Wednesday night prayer service. Let us prepare our hearts and minds for prayer. I love the Lord. Thank you, God, for blessing us during the Lenten season and the Spirit-filled Holy Week. Father, we thank you for being our shepherd who restores our souls and lead us in the paths of righteousness for his sake. Father, we ask you to bless our visionary pastor, the Reverend Dr. Frank B. Tucker, and his family. Heavenly Father, thank you for loving my biological and my spiritual family. Please bless them with one blessing after another. Please touch our sick and shut-in members with your healing. Please bless everyone who is suffering from COVID-19. Thank you for blessing our bereaved members and people all over the world with your love, comfort, joy, and peace. Father, we, your youth and young children of God, need you during these difficult days of social unrest, hatred, bullying, meanness, and racism. Please help us not to be afraid, to keep praying, hope again, and trust you. Thank you for your protection and anointing us with your wisdom, knowledge, and understanding. We praise you for ordering our steps, helping us to live our lives so that it meets your plans as we face tomorrow. Now, Father, please fill our hearts with your love and peace, and we will be so honored to thank you, love, glorify, magnify, and praise you for giving us the promise of eternal life. In the precious name of Jesus the Christ, we say, amen, amen, and amen.
Amen.
You will now have an opportunity to pray as your heart desires for 2 minutes. We will now have a prayer by Deacon Parrish Rembert Sr.
Good evening to all who is online this evening. First, giving honor to my Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, and to our pastor, to all the participants tonight. We give God honor and praises, because truly, He is worthy of all of our praises. Let us pray. Father God, it is in your name we come tonight with thanksgiving in our hearts. Thanking you, Lord, for keeping us through the day, protecting us from all harm and danger, and not allowing anything to fall upon us. We thank you, Father God, for just life, health, and strength. We thank you for salvation. Realizing, Father God, everything is not what we would want it to be, but, Lord, we have come to realize that it is what you would have it to be. So we thank you for what it is. And, Lord God, and we just thank you for keeping us, because, Lord God, so many things could have happened to us along the way, but you allowed us to go on and the door didn't have anything happening to us. We thank you, Father God, for what you have already done. And we thank you for what you're going to do. Before we lift you up and we give you all the praise, we pray tonight for the sick all over the land, all those who the ones we don't know and the ones we know. And we ask you, Father God, to bless those on the side of a reed. Lord, give them this strength that they need to carry on. And let them know that they are not alone, that we are with them. And, Father God, we ask your blessing upon our young people. Yes, Lord God, as they prepare to go back to school or whatever, Lord, we pray your blessing upon them. Keep them, Lord, under your protection. Keep your arms of protection around them, Lord. Keep them safe. And, Lord, all the teachers, Lord God, bless them. Then, Lord God, we lift up our leaders, our spiritual leaders and our government leaders. We ask you, Father God, to bless them in a mighty way. Give them, Lord God, what they need to lead. And, Father God, we pray that they would look to you for answers. And, Lord God, and to carry on. We thank you, and we praise your holy name. We ask that you will bless us all and keep us. This is our prayer in the name of Jesus. Amen.
We will now have a poem by Deaconess Barbara Meekins.
First, giving honor to God, who is the love of my life, I say good evening. I am dedicating this poem to the First Baptist Church family, friends, visitors, my family, and everyone who is praying with us on this prayer line as we welcome every opportunity to serve and to love as our Heavenly Father loves us. The title is Right Where You Are. That's R-I-G-H-T, Right Where You Are. Be a wave in God's ocean. Be a fragment of a star. Be a lantern holding light. Be a beacon where you are. See the glory of a sunset and see the rising of the moon. See the glory and the wonder. See the beauty where you are. Hear the cry of newborn babies. Hear wind whisper in the grass. Hear thunder rumble in a rainstorm. And let your hearing hold you fast. Can you hear the glory calling? Can you see amazing grace? Can you access inner wisdom in your home, your life, your space? Oh, don't be afraid to lift your wings and soar through life each day. Find joy and love and happiness as you go along your way. Life is steep with ups and downs, and troubles not so fun. Chin up high and shoulders back, we meet them one by one. So don't be afraid when sorrow comes. The answer is quite clear. Get down upon your knees and pray, for God is always near. Prophets came to tell the story. Holy books have said it too. Life's a love-filled holy mystery. It's in me, the world, and you. So be a wave in God's ocean. Be a fragment of a star. Be a lantern holding light. And as children of the King, be a beacon right where you are. God bless you.
We will now have a musical selection, followed by our inspirational moment brought to us by Sister Gwendolyn Davis, a heavenly soprano in our First Baptist Church Choir and Women's Choir.
Nothing to lose, oh Lord, I'm going to wait. Good evening, Pastor Tucker, First Baptist family, my family, and friends. To the prayer service ministry, thank you for giving me this opportunity to share words of inspiration. I will be speaking from Psalms 112, a good person. Bless the Lord, bless of those who fear the Lord, who find great delight in his commands. Psalms 112:1. A good person is hard to find these days. At least that's the impression you might get from a society that is having a tough time finding heroes. Too often, though, we look in the wrong places when we are searching for role models. We look for someone who is a good athlete, or who makes a lot of money, or who commands respect because of leadership skills. When we look only in these situations for good people, we fail to see that most of the godly men and women are not in the spotlight. They are just quietly and faithfully serving their families, their friends, and God. In Psalm 112, we see a clear set of guidelines for what makes a person good. According to the psalmist, a good person fears the Lord, verse 1, delights in God's commands, verse 1, and is gracious, compassionate, and righteous, verse 4. He or she is generous and exercises discretion, verse 5. He or she is unshakable in his faith, and he or she has no fear because that person's trust is in God, verses 6 through 8. Looking for a good person in a society where so many are anything but godly, how can we set the right example? Look at Psalm 112. It's a pattern all Christian men and women need to follow if they want to make a difference in their world. To make a difference in the world, let Jesus make a difference, lights the way. Even in darkness, dawns for the upright, for those who are gracious and compassionate and right. Psalms 112:4. A missionary in Peru went to visit a group of believers one evening. She knew that the house where they were meeting was located on a cliff, and the path would be treacherous. She took a taxi as far as it could go, and then she began the hazardous ascent to the house on foot. The night was dark, and the way was very difficult. As she rounded a bend, she suddenly came upon several believers carrying bright lanterns. They had come out to light the way. Her fears were relieved, and she ascended the path easily. In a similar way, God lights our path. When we trust Jesus as our Savior, he who is the light of the world enters our lives and removes the darkness of our sin and despair. This light continues to comfort us through times of sorrow. In the midst of sadness, trouble, illness, or disappointment, the Lord brightens the way and encourages his children by giving hope. This may come through a word of exhortation from a fellow believer. It may be illumination of God's word by the ministry of the Holy Spirit. It may be calm reassurance in response to heartfelt prayer, or it may be the miraculous supply of a specific need. Whatever the case, God sends light when we are engulfed in darkness. Jesus gives light in the darkest night. God sometimes put us in the dark to show us that Jesus is the light, the work of our hands. The righteous will never be shaken. They will be remembered forever. Psalm 112:6. One reason we left here on earth and not taken to heaven immediately after trusting in Christ for salvation is that God has work for us to do. Man is immortal, Augustine said, until his work is done. The time of our death is not determined by anyone or anything here on earth. That decision is made in the councils of heaven. When we have done all that God has in mind for us to do, then and only then will he take us home, and not one second before. As Paul put it, when David had served God's purpose in his own generation, he fell asleep, Acts 13:36. In the meantime, until God takes us home, there's plenty to do. As long as it is day, we must do the work of him who sent me, Jesus said. Night is coming when no one can work, John 9:4. Night is coming when we will once all, I'm sorry. Night is coming when no one can work, John 4. Night is coming when we will once. Night is coming when we will once for all close our eyes in this world, or our Lord will return to take us to be with him. Each day brings that time a little closer. As long as we have the light of day, we must work, not to conquer, acquire, or accumulate and retire, but to make visible the invisible, Christ by touching people with his love. We can then be confident that our labor in the Lord is not in vain. 1 Corinthians 15:58. In God's eyes, true greatness is serving others. Righteousness endures forever. Psalm 112, 4-9. His righteousness endures forever. Psalm 112, 9. A good deal of our unhappiness as we grow older is caused by our pining for the good old days, those times when we enjoyed health, wealth, position, or power. But the things of this world don't last. In time, they may be taken away from us and replaced with poverty, isolation, weakness, and pain. When we realize that this world and everything in it is unstable and unpredictable, we are left longing for something that lasts. What is left? The psalmist wrote, God's righteousness endures forever, Psalm 112, 9. It is untouched and unharmed by time and circumstances. Nothing that happens in this world can take it away. It endures when life has stripped us of every other possession. This righteousness is ours as we draw near to God through faith in Jesus Christ, Romans 1:17, 3:21-26. He is our rock and our salvation and the only source of true and lasting happiness. Psalm 112, 1 says, blessed, or they say happy, are those who fear the Lord, who find great delight in his commands. Delight in the Lord and in his word, and you'll find true happiness. He alone offers a righteousness that endures for all eternity. Happiness is ours when we delight in the Lord. Don't despise his commandments. They are a mirror and will let you see who you really are. Thank you.
The mics will now be unmuted for 20 seconds for acknowledgement of our speaker.
Thank you. Thank you for the word.
Amen. We will now have remarks by Reverend Frank V. Tucker.
God bless you. God bless you, Sister Davis, for the words of inspiration. And we thank God for all of you who have shared this evening on this wonderful prayer experience. Our hearts have been inspired. We have been drawn closer to God, and certainly we thank God for each one of you in the excellent way in which you have stimulated and encouraged our hearts tonight. We thank God for all of you who are on this line, all of you who have been sharing in these hours of prayer during the week. It is a wonderful thing when the church family can come together in prayer in this great way. We ask God's sustaining blessings upon all of us. We do want you to remember to that on this coming Saturday at 9 a.m., we'll have our church meeting, and we encourage each one of you to come. It will be through Zoom link, and you can receive your Zoom link through the pastor's letter that will come your way tomorrow, and we trust that you will be online on Saturday morning at 9 a.m. for our quarterly church meeting. And then meet us on Sunday morning as we share in our Youth Sunday experience. The Reverend Nancy Knight will be bringing the word, and we trust that you will be a part of that wonderful experience and be blessed in the Lord as we share continuously together. We have the wonderful and joyous privilege to share with you that on Saturday also at April 10th, Sister Beulah Carter. Many of you may not remember her or know her, but she will be 102 years old on Saturday. And let us remember her in our prayers and thoughts as we go along. We do want to also encourage you to be mindful of our sick and shut-in persons, and also support those persons who are in bereavement. Brother Frank Gibbs' homegoing service will be on Saturday, April 10th at the Berean Baptist Church, 924 Madison Street in Washington, D.C. The viewing will be at 10 a.m., and the services will be at 11 a.m., and that service, they are asking only the family members to be present. And then Sister Tempe Evans will have a graveside service, homegoing service, on Friday, April 9th at 11 a.m. at the Glenwood Cemetery, 2219 Lincoln Road, Northeast. There will be directions there, I believe, for where the services will be held. We certainly trust that you're going to be mindful of all of that is going on in our church community, and that you would be supportive of all that takes place. And now we're going to have the lines open up for 20 seconds to give you an opportunity to express your prayer request, to have prayer requests. 20
I want to let Gerald Smith pray for my mother, Eleanor. And you
God, our Father, we come before you just now asking that you would hear the cries of your children. You heard the names and the persons and the situations that individuals were lifting up. You heard them, God. We know you heard them. We know that you knew them before they were even cried out. And so, God, we're asking right now that you would tend to their needs, that you would comfort them. We are coming from all over this community, oh God, but our hearts are in one spot, in one place, and that is in you, oh God. And you said that wherever we come together, that you would be in the midst. And so, God, we come asking that you would bless us right now. Thank you for being right here with us in this situation, in this circumstance, oh God, and we ask that you would hear our humble plea. Bless those individuals who are sick now, oh God. Some are feeling very weary and weak, oh God. Some are struggling along the way. Oh God, will you hear their prayer? Will you comfort them? Will you deliver as only you can do? And then there are those who are bereaved, Master. We pray, oh God, that you would comfort them. Assure them that they are never alone. Give them what you know that they stand in need of, oh God, and bless them and keep them. Strengthen them one by one. And then, God, we ask that blessings upon First Baptist Church. Oh, God, bless this branch of Zion. Give us, oh, God, the power of your Spirit. Give us, oh, God, the abundance of love that we might be able to be great witnesses for you, that we will be able to strengthen one another in a spirit of fellowship, togetherness, oneness. Abide, O God, as only you can do. We thank you, O God, for keeping us and protecting us and enabling us to hold fast during this pandemic. Be with us, O God. And then, God, we ask your blessings upon each member, one by one. You know what they stand in need of. You know what each of us need, Master. And we ask that thou would just tend to our needs and bless, and as only you can do. Some of us, oh God, are in some peculiar situations, some troubling hearts and some despairing minds. Deliver us, oh God, from whatever harms us, hurts us, or troubles us. Deliver us, O God, and grant unto us a fresh portion of your divine grace and mercy, that we would be able to hope and have the joy of eternal life. Keep us, O God. We thank you for what you've already done. We thank you, for God, O God, for bringing us thus far. We thank you, O God, for keeping us. We thank you for providing for us day by day. We rejoice and are happy in your name, O God, because it is you that has saved us, you that has delivered us, you that has been able to keep us. Bless as only you can do continuously as we walk down this terrestrial road. Abide with us. In the blessed name of Jesus the Christ, we do pray. And our soul says, amen, amen, and amen. Now the Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face to shine upon you. The Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you his peace. Amen.